So this is a hypnosis session for relaxing anxiety and worry. So what I'd like you to do is make yourself comfortable. Uncross your legs and arms. Find a comfy spot for your head if you're back. And for the first few moments, I'd just like you to focus on your breath. Breathing in nice and slow, in through the nose and out through the mouth. Just allow yourself to get comfortable, relaxed. And throughout this hypnosis session, some of the suggestions will be meaningful to you, and others you'll be able to disregard. Just pay attention to whatever's most meaningful to you. And it's important to not try to force anything or make anything and just make anything happen. Just allow things to unfold as they will. And so when you're ready, with your eyes open, I'd like you to stare straight upwards as if you're looking straight through your eyebrows, through to the top of your head, without moving your head. Just staring straight upwards. And slowly, gradually, you'll start to feel a slight strain in the lower lids. And as you continue to stare upwards, I'd like you to take a deep, deep, deep breath in and hold it. Holding that breath, allow your eyelids to flutter closed as you continue to look upwards under those closed lids. Holding 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now very slowly let that breath all the way out. And as you do, just allow your eyes to relax to a comfortable position. And allow your awareness to go deep, deep within you. Every long, slow, deep breath in through the nose. Focus all your attention on the movement of the air as you breathe in. Breathing in, noticing the movement of the air inside the nasal passage. And then exhaling and letting go. And as you exhale, just notice and focus with all of your attention on your whole body, just relaxing. Every exhalation is your opportunity for your mind and your body to relax. And with every exhalation, you'll notice more and more relaxation sink into different areas of your body. You'll notice your jaw separating as it relaxes. Your tongue relaxing. Your shoulders dropping down. Your hands loosening their grip and relaxing. Every exhalation, you'll notice more and more relaxation. Your breath getting slower, more natural and rhythmic. Your toes, your legs relaxing more and more. Every exhalation is your opportunity to relax more and more. Breathing in nice and deep and slow, in through your nose. And then exhaling and letting go. Just letting your whole body relax more and more. And as your body relaxes more and more, you'll experience wonderful sensations of relaxation. Be they sensations of numbness, tingling, heaviness, or lightness. Just allow yourself to enjoy them more and more. And as your body relaxes with every exhalation, your mind can drift off to a special, happy place. We all have one. It may be a special place you went as a child, a treehouse, a mountaintop, a river stream, a beach, a cabin. Wherever this happy place is, as a child or as an adult, real or imaginary, could be just simply your mind drifting in a state of calm, soothing energy. Wherever your mind drifts off to, this happy place we all have, this calm, peaceful place, Slowly, gradually, you'll notice your thoughts slow down as if you're really not thinking about much at all. It's a wonderful experience as your mind just gradually slows down. It's a mental holiday, allowing yourself to enjoy a deep physical relaxation, a physical holiday, and a mental break. And so with every long, slow, deep breath in, breathing in nice and deep and slow, in through the nose. Exhaling and letting go, your whole body sinking down more and more relaxed. Floating down through the chair, each breath deeper and deeper. Feeling more and more relaxed than you felt in a long time. Perhaps able to imagine yourself floating somewhere you feel happy, peaceful, safe. Paying attention only to the sound of my voice and the growing sensations of relaxation in your body. Any other sound you hear will be pleasantly in the background. And there, just to help you redirect your focus to your breath, to the sounds of my voice and the growing sensations of relaxation. And with every breath, as you relax more and more, you can allow your tension to drift deep, deep within you. Drifting deep within you to find that place within you that knows your feelings matter, that knows you're special. Allowing your mind to slowly, gradually, in a very natural way, slow down, as if you're really not thinking about much at all. With every exhalation, noticing how the furniture, the chair, the sofa, the bed, is supporting your body more and more, and it's absorbing all the unnecessary tension with every exhalation. And with every exhalation, you're allowing yourself to go deep, deep inside you, drifting off to that safe, comfortable, happy place by just simply focusing on your breath, the sound of my voice, the growing sensations of relaxation, and allowing yourself to just naturally glide to a deeper, deeper, relaxed, hypnotic state. Floating, it's so nice to simply just relax and let go. And as you grow more still in mind and body, become more calm and serene, feeling that ocean of calm bathe you, wave after wave, drifting, rocking, floating. As you drift deeper and deeper into hypnosis, you'll be able to hear my voice. And now you can relax deeply. Notice your breathing, the gentle rise and fall that happens all by itself. Taking some full deep breaths as you focus all your attention on your breathing. My voice goes with you as you relax more and more. And you can begin counting backwards now from 300 at whatever pace and step feels right to you. You may count down by ones, 300, 299, 298, 297. You may count down by twos or threes. That's right. Counting backwards only as fast as what feels right to you as you relax more and more into a deeply relaxed hypnotic trance. And as you relax, the little muscles at the corners of your eyes relax. relaxing the little muscles of the corners of your mouth. Comfortably aware of your chest and how it relaxes more and more easily with every long, slow, deep breath in and out, continuing to count backwards as you relax more and more now. Comfortably aware of your legs. Comfortably aware of your feet. Your calves. Your hands. Your arms. Your shoulders too. And as you relax, my voice may go with you. You may hear it and you can simply relax in so many different ways. You don't even have to think about it or focus on my voice. Simply let the awareness drift towards your own inner peace and stillness. Counting backwards still. And you can notice words, and you can notice noticing words. Noticing your body relax. Noticing your mind grow more still, peaceful and calm. Noticing more and more. Noticing how the suggestions I give you that are meaningful to you help you enjoy that sense of deep relaxation. Simply disregarding the other suggestions. Noticing too how breathing just carries on all by itself. Your mind carries on all by itself. And your body just enjoys the wonderful sensation of deepening, deeper and deeper relaxation all by itself. And you can watch your mind wander away to a pleasant, peaceful, happy place. Just wandering away there. So calm, so peaceful, so still. Your experience, your understanding, your awareness can simply detach and slow down as you continue to count backwards, further and further. Each exhalation, you notice how the muscles around your eyes relax even further. Noticing how your awareness, your understanding can simply detach now. And slow down. The muscles, the corners of your mouth, relaxing too. Relaxing further and further. Perhaps already noticing a gentle heaviness in your eyelids, in your jaw, in your hands, in your fingers. The muscles in your neck and your shoulders ease off and relax, releasing the tension. And the shoulders drop down ever so easily, relaxing more and more. With every exhalation, your whole body just relaxes, releasing tension, allowing you to enjoy this physical and mental holiday, this time just for you. And in a moment, I'll slowly count from 1 to 5. And as I do, I'd like you to simply take 5 deep breaths, 1 at a time. And as you let each breath out, I want you to simply notice how you sink down into a much more deeply relaxed hypnotic state. More peaceful, more calm, more relaxed than you felt in a long time. Then one, when you're ready, take a deep, deep breath in. And let it go. Let that breath all the way out. And just allow your whole body to sink down more comfortably into the furniture, the chair, the sofa, the bed. Sinking down more and more comfortably, completely supported all around. And two, when you're ready, take another long, slow, deep breath in. Good. And let that breath go. Let that breath all the way out. Breathing regularly, rhythmically in between the numbers I say, deepening more and more with every breath you take, with every word that is said, enjoying the experience more and more, noticing already how much more relaxed you feel than just a few moments ago, and wondering perhaps what or if anything is happening. But knowing truly in your wise mind doesn't really matter. All that really matters is you feel more comfortable, more at peace, more relaxed than you felt in a long time. That's truly all that matters. All that matters is you enjoy the experience of deep relaxation. And allow yourself to have that experience, to bask in the deep relaxation, the calm and the comfort. So letting go more and more, relaxing, your mind drifting off more and more to that safe, comfortable, happy place now, more and more. And three, when you're ready, take another long, slow, deep breath in. Good, and let that breath go. Letting your whole body just sink down deeper and deeper into comfort now. More relaxed, more calm, more peaceful. And your thoughts slowing down in a very natural way, as if you're really not thinking about much at all. Just drifting off more and more to that safe, comfortable, happy place, real or imaginary, wherever that may be. Enjoying it more and more now. Drifting deeper and deeper with every normal breath. Every word that is said. and four. Another very deep breath. Deep, deep breath in. Good. And let that breath go. Let go of everything now but the comfort you feel throughout your entire body. Just letting go and relaxing more and more. And when you're ready, five. Another deep breath in. Good, and let that breath go. Sinking down very, very deeply relaxed. And in a moment, I'll ask you to take another very deep breath. To fill your lungs and your chest with nourishing oxygen. And I'll ask you to hold that breath until I say the words, let go. And when I say the words, let go, I'd like you to let that breath out as fast as you can. And as you do so, you'll feel yourself sagging limply back, becoming much, much more deeply relaxed, and in a much deeper, pleasant, hypnotic trance than you may have thought imaginable. Enjoying this wonderful experience. All right, take that very full, deep breath in and hold it. And holding. And holding. Continuing to hold. And let it go. Let yourself go very deeply relaxed, letting your whole body sink down now. Completely relaxed and continuing to sink into deeper, deeper comfort with every breath you take, with every word that is said. And as you'll notice, every time you exhale, your mind will drift deeper and deeper into that quiet inner state where thoughts slow down and you'll detach more and more. And you'll continue to relax deeper and deeper, enjoying that quiet inner stillness of your own inner world, the stillness you now experience. And in this stillness, where all is quiet and you're safe and sound, you're at peace and everything's okay. And everything is okay, and because everything is okay, I'd like you to memorize this feeling of being okay. Perhaps feeling more than okay. More relaxed, more calm, more peaceful than you felt in a long time. And at first you don't even have to change your breathing. You'll just notice it. And as you do, what do you notice about the breath? Do you notice the texture of the breath, the rhythm of the breath, the pace of the breath, maybe even the temperature of the breath as it changes on the exhalation and inhalation. So taking your thumb and your forefinger of one of your hands together to make the okay symbol. And as you feel the thumb and the forefinger together, this will remind you that right here in this moment, you really are okay. Everything's okay and everything will be okay. You're feeling calm, comfortable, and deeply relaxed. So just repeating that quietly to yourself in your mind's eye, I am okay. Everything is okay. And everything will be okay. And as you repeat that over and over and over again, you'll hear yourself get louder in your mind's eye. You'll hear your internal voice get louder. And you'll be able to memorize the deep sense of relaxation you now feel. As you hear those words, you'll believe it more and more. I am okay. Everything is okay and everything will be okay. So as I'm quiet, just repeat those messages to yourself three times, each phrase three times, allowing your internal voice to get louder and louder. Good, and you can relax your hand. So wherever you are, whenever you need to remind yourself, in any situation, that you are okay, everything is okay, and everything will be okay, you can take some long, slow, deep breaths in to 7, out to 11. You can make the okay symbol with your thumb and your forefinger. And you can repeat these phrases quietly in your mind's eye. And you'll know, truly, regardless of where you are, whatever is around you, that you are okay. Everything is okay, and everything will be okay. And a wave of calm and deep relaxation will come over you. And so you can continue to go deeper and deeper into relaxation and hypnosis while I give you some suggestions that'll help you feel more calm, more confident, regardless of what situation you're in. You'll find a greater and greater confidence to face the things that were once scary for you, a greater ability to change your anxious, worry thoughts to calm, confident thoughts. You'll notice you grow more courageous each and every day, wanting, willing to face your challenges, to overcome the hurdles, and to be victorious. You'll notice this desire grow stronger within you. Desire to face these challenges, to overcome these hurdles. You'll notice the sense of deep confidence grow stronger and deep calm. You'll be able to change your anxious worry thoughts to calm, confident thoughts. You'll be able to keep yourself relatively calm in the face of what was once scary. And you'll be able to do more and more things that you once thought were unimaginable. And so as you do these things more and more, you'll notice that sense of confidence grow stronger. So what I'd like you to do now is bring to mind the part of you that is wise, rational, mature, reasonable, confident, and calm. This is a part of ourselves we all have, this wise, mature part of ourselves. So I'd like you to bring an image to mind of this wise, mature part of yourself. Bring together an image of who this is, animal or human, male or female, older or younger. Bring to mind an image of who this wise, mature, reasonable, calm, confident side of you would look like. Hear the voice of this wise, mature part of yourself. If you met this wise, mature part of yourself on the street, would you enjoy sharing a cup of tea with this part of you? Would you enjoy the conversation? Would you enjoy the energy emanating from this part of you? What would your reaction to this wise, mature part of you be? Is this a part of you you wish to grow stronger? You wish to foster? So take a few moments to bring an image of this wise, mature part of you to mind. And take a moment to listen to the advice from this wise, mature part of yourself when it comes to your fear of balloons or loud, unexpected popping noises. Listen to the words, listen to the advice coming from the wise, mature part of yourself. Listen to what this wise, mature part of yourself has to say. Notice how reasonable, calming, soothing, comfortable, factual the advice may seem. So keeping that part of you with you, just move it slightly off to the right-hand side. And now I'd like you to bring to mind the reactive, immature part of yourself that we all have. This is the worry part of ourselves, the worry part that comes up with problems, comes up with what ifs, is always catastrophizing and predicting danger. Bring to mind the reactive, immature part of yourself that we all have. Notice whether it's human or inhuman, male or female, younger or older. Notice how this part of you talks and moves, what it talks about. If you met it on the street and sat down for tea with it, would you enjoy the experience? What would your reaction be? How would you feel at the end of it? Notice how this reactive, immature part of yourself is always coming up with problems, worries, fears, things that usually never happen. Things that are truly just imaginations of the mind. They're imagined problems, creative, distressing, but imagined. This reactive, immature part of yourself has a wild imagination and can really get things worked up. Imagine having a conversation with this part of you in regards to the balloons. Listen to what it would say and notice how you feel as you listen to it. Notice what you experience in your body as you listen to the wild imagination, the catastrophizing, the fantasizing. Just notice if you feel any anxiety just hearing the words. This reactive, immature part of herself is a part of all of us. But sometimes we have to decide whether to listen to it or not, whether it's guiding us in the right direction, whether its version of reality is worth listening to. We have to decide. So now take a moment to imagine the wise, mature part of yourself having a conversation with the reactive, immature part of yourself around these worries about balloons and uncontrolled popping noises. What would the wise, mature part of yourself say to the reactive, immature part of you? Imagine the conversation as if you're a fly on the wall. Listen to the words. Feel the feelings. Allow the wise, mature part of yourself to acknowledge the existence of the reactive, immature part of you. To not be dismissive or condescending. To acknowledge its worries and imaginations, its catastrophizing, its fears. But allow that wise, mature part of yourself to take charge. To understand that these may be the imaginations of the reactive, wise, mature part of yourself. But there's choice in terms of what you listen to, what you pay attention to, and what you do. So allow the wise, mature part of yourself to take control, to take charge, and despite the worry, despite the fear, do what's in the best interest of the wise, mature part of yourself, the best interest of massaging this part of yourself, allowing it to grow bigger and stronger, to act despite the fear, to proceed despite the worry thought, to do regardless, knowing and trusting these are the imaginations of the reactive, immature part of ourself. So take a moment to see yourself in the future. It could be a month from now, a few weeks from now, 2 months, whatever makes sense to you. Calm and confident. Handling these situations that are now anxiety provoking in a way that just seems so easy. Not a worry, not a thought. This is your calm and confident, your ideal self. See the pride, feel the confidence. See how you can do and go and enjoy anything you wish. You can do anything, you're free. There's no limits, no hesitation. See yourself with your daughter Mia doing anything you choose. See this calm, confident you. Happy, pleased, bolder. Feel the feelings of calm and pride, of courage and strength. change your self-image now to this one of happy, confident, courageous, bold, daring, resourceful, determined, persistent. See yourself several weeks from now, a few months, and a few months more. Phenomenal changes you've made. Give yourself a sense of that pleasure, that confidence, that courage now. You're unstoppable. Find those new ways to handle these worries and thoughts now. The more challenges you undertake, the more things you'll be able to do. The sky's the limit. It's impossible to know all the wonderful things that'll unfold with every challenge you undertake. It's impossible to know how courageous, strong, confident you and your daughter will get. But certainly, as you flex this muscle and you practice this over and over again, it gets stronger, just as muscles do. The more confident things you do, the more confidence you get, the stronger the muscle gets. You can trust and listen to yourself, feel the control, the courage, the determination, the boldness. Go over this ideal you. Step into the body. See yourself doing these bold, courageous, wonderful things. The sky's the limit. There's a zest, an energy, a zeal to undertake these challenges and put them behind you. Take on those situations now with this new level of confidence, determination. From the very moment you began listening, you began making changes in your life. Your own inner drive, desire for healthy, happy, courageous living will move you easily and automatically towards a more calmer and confident you each and every day. And you'll enjoy this calm and confidence more and more. You've waited a long time to enjoy this calm and confidence. You don't need to wait any longer. This calm and confidence will grow gradually, whether you realize it or not, before or after you notice. Better is not important as you grow calmer and more confident. It'll happen as fast as is right for you. You're on your own path to more calm, more confidence, more bold and persistent, courageous behavior. Your body will find its own unique path, and you'll be able to look back at the growth you've made. You'll be able to see yourself as you look back as resourceful, determined, courageous, confident, and calm. You will get value from these achievements. Whenever you feel halted at the next step up the ladder of challenges, you'll find a deeper and deeper confidence to draw upon, and a deeper sense of determination to put this behind you. You'll feel optimistic and excited about life and this new confidence. Every small little change will feel fantastic. Inside the image of the calmer, confident you, make the image now brighter and more appealing. And float towards this ideal self, this life with you and Mia, doing whatever you choose, going wherever you want, no hesitation, no unreasonable worry or anxiety, knowing you can handle whatever challenge you choose to take on. You can face it and put it behind you. You'll know that every time a worry comes to mind, it's just the reactive, immature part of yourself. And you'll be able to listen with greater ears to the wise, mature part of you. Calm the reason, the trust, and face the challenges despite the fear. You'll be amazed as you practice this hypnosis each and every day. More and more how the effects grow stronger, last longer. And you'll know exactly what's right for you to do next. So in a moment, I'll count from 1 to 7 and you'll open your eyes. You'll be alert without feeling tired, without feeling drowsy. And you'll know it's time to awaken and become alert again. At the count of 7, you'll open your eyes, feeling relaxed, refreshed, and determined. So now I'll count upwards from 1 to 7, and as I begin counting upwards, you'll gradually return to a normal state of consciousness. 1, 2, 3, 4. More aware, more alert now. 5. Able to wiggle your fingers and toes. Coming up to a normal state of consciousness in your own time and your way. 6. Feeling more and more wiggly. And 7. You can open your eyes and return to the room around you.